Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. In the spring of 2016, residents of Flint, Michigan were experiencing one of the country's most devastating water crises. Flint native Mari Kopany decided to do something about it. She wrote a letter to then-President Barack Obama, and the response she got far exceeded her expectations. Mari was just 8 years old at the time. Now, at 13, she's launched into a life of activism. This weekend, Mari will be the keynote speaker at Alverno College's Girls Summit to recognize International Day of the Girl. The goal is to nurture leadership skills and encourage girls to become civically engaged. WUWM's Susan Bentz spoke with Mari Kopany earlier this week via Zoom. Mari began by describing what led her to writing to President Obama more than 4 years ago.
So during that time, the water crisis was happening, like you mentioned, and it was still really bad. So basically what was going on was that people were getting really bad rashes, the water stinked, it was messing up with like the heads and stuff like that. It was making people sick, they were dying. We could not drink the water at all. We couldn't even bathe in it. Like, we couldn't even do the stuff that we normally do with the water because it turned out to be bad.
How did this idea of writing to the president come to you? Did your mom say, hey, Mari, write a letter, or you were inspired? What happened?
Okay, so basically, since the water crisis was, like, really bad at the time, and I was like, since I wanted to see for the congressional hearings, how about I write to, you know, Mr. Obama to see, you know, if he'll respond back to me? Because, you know, people write to people all the time. I thought that he was going to respond. So that was just going through my mind. I was like, wait, but I have to tell him about the water crisis to see what he can do to help. So that's what I did.
So, Mari, did anyone in your family get sick, or any of your friends or relatives actually get sick during that time?
My little sister. I won't say she was, like, sick, but she had, like, this really, really, really bad rash to the point where she had to be put in this special ointment was it plastic wrap? Yeah, it was plastic wrap. She had to be covered in plastic wrap because that's how bad the rash was.
And here you were, an 8-year-old, and you wrote this letter. You mailed it off, and how long was it before you heard back?
I think it was 2 months. Okay, yeah, it was 2 months before he responded.
And did he say, I'll come and see you? I'll come and visit Flint?
My mom had got a call from a secret number, and she was like, oh, what's this? It was the White House. And basically, they were like, President Obama not only wants to write you back, but he wants to meet you. Mom was like, this is fake, like, you're playing. They started reading off the letter, and the thing is that she didn't post out the letter publicly, so how would they be able to read it? So she was like, oh, so this is legit. And I didn't know at the time, like, I had no idea that I was actually gonna, you know, I didn't know that he was gonna respond to me or, you know, like, just meet me, since I was in third grade at the time. So, like, you know, I was just minding my business, you know, being casual. And then that happened.
Now, you're so much older, but how different is it in Flint today? How is the water much better? Do lots of people have, instead of having lead service lines that, you know, bring the water into your homes there, those have been changed out? Is it much, much better, or is it slowly getting better?
So the water here is still not fixed. Like, it's not fixed at all. So people still have to go pick up bottled water and get filters. I mean, they're slowly changing the pipes, but I think they delayed it because, you know, COVID and stuff like that, but they need to hurry up and fix it. But I wouldn't rush them though, because, you know, COVID and stuff like that.
So you've taken on a lot of projects, raising money for kids in Flint for things like backpacks filled with school supplies. You've helped distribute over 1 million bottles of bottled water, right? You're involved in anti-bullying issues, and you're also encouraging young people older than you, but old enough to vote when they reach that voting age. So where does your inspiration come from to do all of these things?
Look, I just want to fix the world. So these ideas come up from inside my mind and my mind only, with a little bit of help from my mom and a little bit of help from my team Mari, but most of it just comes from my mind because I really want to fix the world and make the world a better place.
Tell me about Team Mari.
Basically just all my supporters are pretty much all my followers on Twitter and Instagram, some of my friends, but they're just my supporters. I just call them Team Mari because they help me with stuff. And I wouldn't be able to pull off giant events and stuff if it wasn't for Team Mari.
Absolutely. Everybody needs a team, right?
Yep.
So you mentioned your mom. Who is the person or who are the people who inspire you, who give you that drive to make things better in the world?
The kids in Flint, they inspire me so much because there's not a lot of people here. Since I live in like Flint, like I don't live in like one of the upscale areas. Like it's decent, like it's not rich and it's not poor, it's literally just decent. But anyways, since I live inside Flint, there's not a lot of, you know, families that can afford nice stuff like other kids got. So basically, you know, I do stuff for the kids because I want to make the kids happy because I don't want to see any kid left out of anything. I want to make sure they feel involved and I want to make sure they feel loved.
I'm guessing you speak a lot. You're going to be keynoting for Alverna University's Wisconsin Girls Summit. It also falls on International Day of the Girl. So what are you going to be sharing with those attendees who tune in?
So basically, I'm just going to be talking about, you know, girls and how they can just change the world, basically. Just going to be an inspirational speech. Yeah.
So when you are inspiring, but when you think of ways to inspire people, what do you tell them? Stories? Do you tell them what your life is like in Flint or what it's been like meeting different people and how every step brings some change or can bring some change?
I tell them about my story and how they can just help and change the world.
Do people still call you Little Miss Flint even though you're not so little?
Yeah, people still call me that. I don't really mind. Like, I'm just not that little anymore. I'm 13 already.
Exactly.
But I really don't mind.
Exactly. So then I'm not going to call you Little Miss Flint. I don't think I would anyway. You're a big personality. You're a big person. It's amazing that you have the drive and vision and determination to change the world. So when you say changing the world, what are some of the things that need to change?
Some of the things I need to change is that the world is, okay, so Black Lives Matter, period. It's not a question. We just need to fix that because, you know, Black lives do matter. We need to fix the racist people inside the world. We don't need any racists inside the world because they're only just making it, you know, worse. And, like, we don't need that. We need to change, you know. We need to fix the water crisis. It's not just Flint that has a water crisis. It's America that has a water crisis. But nobody talks about it because people think that it's not a common deal there. We need to get kids out of cages. That's one thing. We need to get them out of cages. They deserve to be with their families. There's just a lot of stuff we need to fix out the world. Like, because the world has an issue right now. Like, the world always has issues. But it's really bad in 2020 because more people are just making it bad. But yeah, we need to fix that.
You're setting a high bar for yourself. One day, do you plan to be president?
Yes, I do. In 2044.
And how do you, now at this age, I know you said school is a little boring. It's extra boring because it's virtual. But how do you balance school and being a teenager along with your passion to give young people a voice? All of that. How do you balance all that?
It's not really hard. I mean, I'm still a normal kid. I do normal kid stuff. Like, I skateboard, I draw, I eat, I sleep. I do normal kid stuff. But I also balance that with, you know, my activism and my posting and stuff like that. It's just balance in between. Like, it's like one of those thingies. We have the activism side and the normal kid side. Then we have me in the middle.
Very cool. So there'll be a lot of different people who listen to this, to what you had to say today, maybe for the first time, maybe they haven't heard of Mari, the Flint girl. What do you want people to think about? What message do you want to leave them with as we end our conversation?
So the message I want to get there is that if you want to start activism, you can start activism. You could change the world. I know you have a voice, so just use that voice, because you can't start saying your opinions and stuff like that if you don't use your voice. That's what I have to learn. And look, here I am right now, speaking to you right now, because I have a voice, so you want to use that voice. And I'm sure you can change the world if you put your mind to it. And don't forget to vote for me for president in 2044!
13-year-old Flint, Michigan native Mari Kopany spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz. Kopany will be the keynote speaker at Alverno College's State of Wisconsin Girls Summit this Saturday.